Welcome to the Five Pastors. You may have tried it all, but still aren't satisfied with the answers you found to the question, how then shall I live? Lighthouse FM Radio is pleased to provide this daily half-hour program to guide you into a closer walk with God. Join us now as Pastor Etienne Hirushimana shares today's message.
Message is entitled God's Last Message. God's Last Message. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, now it's your time to speak to your church. It's time to speak to your people. Lord, I pray that you hide me. May people not see me, but see Jesus and hear Jesus and walk with Jesus. Oh Lord, speak to us this time. Banish the devil. And allow our hearts to intentively be tuned to you and your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, since my family and I moved to Canada in 2002, I have seen our world become bleak and dark over time. You remember in November 2019, a worldwide pandemic caused many death, mental health, loss of livelihood, causes of loneliness, strife among families and friends. Remember the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated? See, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24 that in the last days, because of the wickedness, the increase of wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. In the United States and across our nations, we have seen a racial tension increase. We have seen people around us turn against each other on issues such as whether or not a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man. Can our children choose to become a cat or a dog? How much can our children be exposed to in our school system? Friends, this is what we are dealing with today, confusion. According to International Association of Fire and Rescue Service, beyond the heat waves, 2023 has been a year of worldwide flooding disasters. Natural disasters has increased in our world over the past couple years. Wars and rumors of wars are part of our regular conversation. You cannot escape it. You just have to turn on your computer and go to your social media. It's right in your face. Just February 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine, which caused our economy to clash. People fear that this was the beginning of another world war. Just this early October 2023, war broke out between Israel and Hamas. Hamas fighters fire rockets into Israel, killing and injuring hundreds of soldiers and civilians, taking dozens of hostage. The attack took Israel by surprise, although Israel responded by declaring war against Hamas. This has resulted in death of innocent people on both sides. To this very moment, the two sides are trading daily rockets fire. Oh, my friends, we are living in the last days. We are living in the last days with nothing ahead but fear, devastation, and extermination. You with me, church? While politicians, news reporters, educators, and scientists tell us that we are living in the darkest hour of our time, I want to encourage our hearts to believe that we are living in a time of great excitement and of outstanding hour. Oh yes, it is dark out there. And if the world ever needed a light, a guide, a message of hope to show mankind what to do, my friends, I believe it is now. And our very need as a church in this dark world is the assurance that such a message of great hope is being given. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by who? by Christ Jesus. Oh, my friends, this is good news. In every crisis hour, God has always sent a message to answer to the needs of man. Do you recall what was happening in the days of Noah? The world was facing a universal disaster. Genesis chapter 6 verse 6 tells us the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that everything they thought of or imagined was constantly and totally evil. Can you imagine living in such a conditions? Every thought of man of that day was evil. No one good thought was found in their hearts. In fact, the Bible says it repented God that he had made man. God felt sorry that he had created man. And as God searched and looked upon the earth, the Bible says he found one remnant family. One remnant family, meaning one faithful family that did not defile themselves by the world around them. But here's the good news, friends. In a world full of suffering, in a world full of evil, God calls upon Noah to warn the world of the doom to come. You with me, friends? God calls upon Noah, one faithful steward, and he calls them to go warn a world of a doom to come. My friends, that message was a message of hope. Noah was commissioned to preach a message of salvation to a perishing world. How to be saved. Everyone who obeyed that message was saved. Everyone who failed to observe the message perished. In every crisis hour, I want to repeat this, God has always sent a message to speak hope. In the darkest moment of human history, God has always a message for you and I, showing us how we can escape what is to come. Listen to what the Bible says to us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 to 39. As it was in the days of who? Noah. So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Just right before the return of Jesus to redeem his people, the Bible says it will be like the time of who? Noah. A time when mankind had no regards for the things of God. A time when human beings was controlled by their flesh. A time when people only thought evil, imagined evil, did evil. From morning till evening, all they thought about was evil. And the Bible says a world will go to that condition. Let me ask you, is our world just as bad as it was in the time of Noah today? Is our world today resemble the time of Sodom and Gomorrah? I'll let you be the judge of that. But here's what I don't want you to miss today. Just as God sent a message back in Noah's time, so in these last days. Just before the coming of Jesus, God is sending a message to the world. God is sending a message calling us one last time, showing us how we can escape what is to come. Perhaps some of you are probably wondering, well, Pastor, have we really come to that time? Where are we in the stream of time? How can we tell anyways? Those are good questions to ask. You know, the disciples wondered the same thing. And they came to Jesus and asked him, tell us, when will be the signs of your coming? When will we know we are in the last days and the last time? Let's see what Jesus says to them. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to 7. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to 7. As Jesus was seating, Jesus answered, I skip verse 3, but I'll read verse 3. As Jesus was seating on the Mount Olive, the disciple came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming of the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. So according to Jesus, what are the signs of his coming? And what are the signs that we are living in the last hour of human history? Jesus says, false teachers, false teachings, and false messiah will characterize the last days of earth history. That's what Jesus says. Let me ask you, do we have false teachers and false teachings that are not in harmony with the scriptures today in our churches? Of course we do. You don't have to look far, my friends. Just turn on your computer. Right now, as we speak, there is a 42-year-old man in the country of Kenya. His name is Eliud Samayu. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Eliud Samayu. This man claims to be Jesus Christ. He even performs miracles. He has 12 disciples. Some of them are women, by the way. And he has a wife and children. Shockingly enough, this man has gained fame within the country of Kenya. And he has so many followers and so many people that worship him and across the world. Just go look him up on YouTube. This man has claimed to be Jesus. We have seen this over and over in our time history. This is no news. But yet people are flocking to these false messiahs. What other signs are we given by Jesus? Jesus says, wars, famine, earthquakes, natural disasters are not signs of the end, by the way, but the increased frequency and intensity is a sign of the end. Have we seen the increase in more intense natural disaster over the couple years? We have. My friends, this is because God's word does not lie. God's word does not lie. What other signs are we given that the end is near? Let's look Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Luke chapter 21, verse 25, the Bible says, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nation with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You see, friends, God used Bible prophecy in the darkest hour of human history, just as we use headlights on a car. You with me? Through the Bible, God is trying to show us where we are going. On the 19th of May, 1780, an uncommon darkness took place all over England and extended to Canada. It continued about 14 hours. From 10 o'clock in the morning till midnight, the darkness was so great that people were unable to read common print. They were unable to tell the time of the day using their clocks. They were unable to dine or carry on their ordinary businesses or tasks without lighting candles. They became so dull and gloomy to the point that most people were extremely scared for their lives. The fowls retired to the nest. And the causes of this phenomena are still unknown to this very day. But my friends, I don't know about you, but I like to believe that Jesus' words are true and faithful. And God uses the moon and the stars to share with a broken world a message of hope. The Apostle John, when He was shown in a vision what must come to pass in the last days, wrote in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. There was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell on the earth as the fig tree drops its lately figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. One of the most extensively felt earthquake ever recorded happened November 1 in 1755. May 19, 1780 was the darkest day. That night the moon appeared blood red and remained that way all night. Then the nights of November 12 and 13, 1833, a tempest of falling stars broke over the earth. My friends, North America endured the force of its assaults. The number of falling meteors at some stations was estimated as high as 200,000 an hour of duration of 5 or 6 hours. I mean, did this all happen by chance? I don't think so, my friends. God continues to send a message of hope or salvation to a broken people in a broken world. Let's continue. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25 to 26, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nation with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, man's heart falling them from fear and expectation of things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, man's hearts failing them from fear and expectations of things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heavens will be shaken. See, friends, following the signs of the sun, moon, and stars, there will be distress among the nations and confusion and fear. Man will be so disturbed. I don't know about you, but this seems like it's describing our day. Are you with me? Almost everyone I speak to today, I just have to go to the mall, grocery stores. People continue talking to me. Etienne, what does the future hold? What kind of world will we raise our children in? I can't even let my child go to school today. Fear overtakes the world because of things that are ahead. Jesus continues in Luke chapter 21, verse 27 to 28. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, he says, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is near. This is good news, my friends. You with me? When these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Somebody say amen. Now, when these things begin to happen, the Bible says, look up. When you see your world falling apart, look up. When it seems like the devil is winning in your life, friends, lift up your head. I wish somebody would look up with me because your redemption draws near. When you see all those signs which was predicted 2,000 years ago, my friends, the Bible says, look up because your redemption is near. It is time to be of good courage and of great hope because Jesus is coming. When you hear wars and rumors of wars, it is time to look up. When you see the love growing cold in your home and your community, friends, it's time to look up. I told you we are living in a time of great excitement and of outstanding hour for us believers. Oh, my friends, we are living in an exciting time. Even though no one can predict the exact day, month, year when Jesus shall return for us, there is a certainty that this generation is rapidly approaching his glorious return. See, the greatest sign of his return is found in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Jesus said, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nation, and then the end will do what? Will come." Just as there was a message preparing people for the flood in the days of Noah, so in the last days. Just before the return of Christ, my friends, there will be a special message that will prepare people for his coming. The book of Revelation chapter 14 tells us, Revelation chapter 14 verse 14, "Then I looked and behold a white cloud, and on the cloud sat on like the Son of Man, one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand had what? A sharp sickle." And so here we have a vivid picture of Jesus coming for the harvest. Just before he returns, under the symbol of three swift angels, he sends a very special message to every person on earth. And what is this message Jesus sends to everyone? Like the time of Noah to prepare. Let's read. The Bible tells us, Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 10. Just look up if you have your Bibles open. "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people." Can you see it? God has a final message for every human being in this broken world that is coming to an end, just like it was in the time of Noah. A message of hope. A message of warning. If you obey this message, my friends, you will be saved. But if you harden your heart, you will be destroyed. Let's continue reading verse 7. "Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory," or "give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water." Verse 8, "Another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out for strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Do you see the message of warning in there? Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 10 reveals God's last message for time's last hour, my friends. Just like the time of Noah, he sends a message of hope. He sends a message through every human being, showing them that there is a way of escape of the calamity that will soon befall this sinful world. It is a last message in the last hour to this broken world, my friends. Just like in the time of Noah, God is calling those who are faithful to receive this message and then go out and share it with the rest. As God looks upon this church, can he find faithful individuals that can go and warn his people out there in the world? Just like Noah. If your heart is tuned with God, he is calling you to receive his last day message and then go out and share it with others. And here's the message. It is a threefold message that goes out to the world. First, part of the message that the first angel message presents, the everlasting gospel, calling man to worship God as a creator, for the hour of his judgment is here. Put aside false gods who never created you. Put aside false worship and come and worship the God who made the heavens and the earth. Come worship the God who created everything in 6 days and worship and rested on the seventh day. The second part of the message given by the second angel is announcing the fall of Babylon, an apostate religion, and then cause us, the people of this world, to come out of Babylon, come out of confusion, come out of false teachings, and come and stand on the word of God alone. The third message in this last message warns us against the beast, the image of the beast, and the mark of the beast. My friends, this is the last message that must be proclaimed in order to prepare us for the glorious moment of our deliverance. Come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, who made the heavens and the earth and rested on the seventh day. Worship him. Come out of false worship. Come out of Babylon. Do not receive the mark of the beast. And when this message has been proclaimed to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, the Bible says, then Jesus will appear. Oh, my friends, even though our world seems so dark, even though the devil seems like he's winning, I want our hearts to know that we are living in a time of great excitement. All you need to do is look up. Lift up your head and know that your redemption is near. Are you ready to welcome the King in all his glory? Have you chosen to accept God's last message to a world that will soon be destroyed? See, God sent a message or warning because he loves you and cares. My friends, he longs for you. He wants to save you. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Have you received him? Won't you invite Jesus in personally and accept this message? Let him prepare you for his second coming and give you the assurance of a life full of happiness and eternal. And then go out and proclaim to somebody else.
Thank you for joining us on The Five Pastors. Today's speaker was Pastor Etienne Harushamana. If you would like more information on what you heard in today's message, please email us, voar@voar.org. Join us Monday to Friday at 10 p.m. for an inspiring message on The Five Pastors.